Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Hey, ho, 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 ho.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up, Halloween month stylies?
Ooh.
All right, what are you two dressing up for? What are you dressing as on Halloween day?
A funny guy.
Yeah, funny man. Jeff, what do you got? Funny guy or Mr. Creepy?
Mr. Creepy.
Mr. Creepy Peepee.
Mr. Creepy Nasty Man. So you can probably hear I've got a little bit of a
frog?
A frog in the throat. I was out at a Mike Mitchell surprise party last night.
Oh.
It's not a surprise anymore. If it already
he still hasn't gone yet. He never came.
He's late.
It's still a surprise.
So you're frogged up?
We got a little frogged up. It had a little bit to do with the drinks of choice last night. A lot of them served in a small glass. Let's say, shot back.
Did you do a lineup? The famed Mike Mitchell lineup?
No lineup or anything like that. It was just
weren't we supposed to, we talked about that on Doughboys. We were supposed to have him on here and do a lineup. No,
hey, we still got time. This isn't good. This podcast, folks. This podcast is going nowhere. I mean, it's not going anywhere.
This is a dead end road.
We're gonna be here for a long while.
He also loves the Mai Tai, famously.
Yes,
Mitch loves a Mai Tai, but he's not known for it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his move is ordering a Mai Tai at a normal bar. He's like, sorry, do you have a Mai Tai? And they'll be like, yeah, kind of, we'll put some orange juice and some rum. And I'm like, yeah, could you do that?
Hey, you know what kind of day I'm having?
Uh-oh.
A bird shit on me.
Ooh. Oh, bird turd.
Now, Jeff, that's good luck, they say.
Is it?
That's what they say.
Hmm.
Have you had any
luck? Well, if you like having shit, if you're a fecal freak, it's great luck.
Yeah. I was getting my iced coffee, walking around, couldn't be happier, and I felt a wet plop on my shoulder.
Oh.
Look up, and then I see there's a power line with 12 birds on it. And I still don't know which one's the guilty party.
Were they angry birds?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they saw some of that work you did with angry birds.
And I'm like, we're being misrepresented.
Fuck you.
Get him.
Fuck you, you little asshole.
Have we talked about your Angry Birds commercial that you directed on this pod so that people know when they see it that it was directed by Duddy Buddy?
We didn't, but folks, it's a hit.
Saying that so you know the you were watching the commercial, you see a commercial, you say, that was my little Duddy Buddy.
Yes. Yeah. It's for Angry Birds Journey. It stars Christine Quinn and Melissa Gorga from
Gorga,
Selling Sunset and Real Housewives of New Jersey, respectively.
Yes.
I love that.
And also an animated bird.
And they're big stars, Jeff. When you told me about them, you told me they were like reality people, I was like, oh yeah. And then you know, you told me who you worked with, and I'd recognized one of them, I think, from the Housewives in New Jersey show. And I was like, oh my God, these ladies are, like, super popular.
Right. When it was pitched to me, I didn't realize, like, the premise of it is that two people go to anger management run by the Angry Bird. And they were like, we got this woman and this woman. And I was like, okay.
It just sounded like a funny movie. At first said, okay, I know just the two people, Tim and Mike.
Yeah, I know who to get. But I didn't realize that they are like
high-profile glamour girls, Tim and Mike.
but they're like the hotheads on their respective shows.
Oh, they're all hotheads.
So I said, that's very funny to me.
They're all hotheads on those shows. They're all, they all, everything's so dramatic.
Mm. Sort of like here on the pod.
Yeah. Now, what was the onset drama? Because there was a picture of you on TMZ or something, right? Like you between
Tim, I can't
them.
Talk about that. That's NDA shit. Yeah.
Okay, so we're having a little bit of My head, my earbuds were in wrong. Folks, we're having some technical issues over here. You probably noticed I said that this was Halloween Stylies episode.
Yeah.
Right. And we said that because it's a scary name drink. But I'm finding the scariest thing is that Mercury is in retrograde right now. So that our we having tech issues on the pod?
Well, it's surprising, too, because Jeff's got all this good luck with the bird shit on his shoulder.
Right.
So this is
doing me nothing.
Crazy. Well, no, maybe this is like pretty good for what it could have been.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Should have been real.
You know, that's what they said about gremlins, by the way. Is that gremlins are known for messing with machinery and electronics and stuff.
Hmm. What about ghoulies? They mess with toilets.
The movie or just in general? Gremlins.
Gremlins from lore, not from the movie, but then also in the movie.
Hmm.
So they're not a very Luddite-actic creature. Okay.
Luddite-actic?
Yeah. Luddite-actic.
No, I wanted to say before we moved on from your Angry Birds commercial that this type of stuff should be included in booze news because it's news and we're boozers. If you direct a commercial, that's Michael, you were on tour recently.
Sure.
You did stand up. You were opening for Kevin Nealon. That's booze news.
That's true.
It was announced. If you're watching social media, Saba, our friend of the show, contest winner of Campbell's Corrections, Neil Campbell, created a Comedy Central show that's coming out next year. I wrote on it. It's called Digman. Look out for that. This should be in booze news.
Yeah, it's good. I imagine he sold a show off the strength of the essay that he wrote to win the contest.
That was his sample that the network saw.
Yeah, and it was did he read it on the podcast? I forget.
I think he counted our abs, right?
Yes.
He didn't read it.
He opted for, instead of reading his essay, he wanted to count. Or maybe somebody did some push-ups, too.
If you want to hear all this, folks, it was our Mojito episode of the show. We first met Neil.
But any news...
That's when the three of us met Neil.
But any news regarding us, the three of us, is above the fold. Top of the show, booze news.
Yeah,
that's right. Because we're the hosts of the show.
Mm-hmm. Hey, speaking of which, you guys want to get into a little bip, 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 bip.
Hit it!
Booze news. We have to say booze news for the uninitiated.
Right, booze news.
Booze news.
What would you do if I give you some news? Would you be mad because you think it's not slappy? Lay me your beers and I'll prove you wrong.
Beers.
Because it's booze news, bibble, bip, bip, bibble, bip. I get so slappy with my friends. I got my Tim and Jeff. I feel like kiss my boy at this point. About your body. It needs to be about booze. It's gonna be about McCartney. Yeah, that new one that's a collab with Nike shoes. This one's kind of whack. Might be doing but like.
It's booze news, you Joe Cocker Spaniels.
Are we sure that's the whole thing?
Is there more? With the little booze from my friends sent to us by Trey Diamond. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com. That was brilliant and funny. But yeah, we're slowly these booze news themes have become feature length.
You're getting indulgent. Yeah.
That was very well done. We don't need the full version of the song.
When you go to the bridge, it's like, oh, okay.
There's a lot of, you know, when I go to our booze news, I go to our the sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com to pick out the booze news themes. Brilliant work in there, but there's a lot of longies, I'll say that. And for the most part, it's like people, it's just that they're repeating things, like they'll do a full chorus twice or something. And I'm like, yeah, we get the joke. That's good.
So your suggestion, Tim, as the curator of the Booze News theme songs, you kind of look for something that's punchy, that gets in, gets out, gets the job done. Folks, that might be something to maybe think about.
I'll say this, if your MP3 is over a minute, you're maybe possibly not even getting listened to.
Wow.
Just laying
well,
that was
a good one. I do appreciate the vocal dynamics.
Yeah, he's got pipes.
We used to do that song when we were the cover band Sloppy Boys.
Yeah.
We got to bring that song back. That's fun.
I want to say we even played it on tour once we had some original music. That's a very good song. And hey, Trey Diamond, I love this. I don't mean to shit on this booze news theme. This was one of the funnier ones we've had.
It was great.
This is great. Okay. Today's top story comes to us from the Sloppy Boys Discord, which you can have access to if you subscribe to our Patreon.
I haven't been on the Discord in months. I gotta get over
Mike,
there.
Mike, you gotta get on there, man. They're shit talking you on there. They're ganging up against you.
Defend yourself.
That's why I stopped going on.
Well, Discord user Zappa Frank, who's always on there chopping it up.
Big fish guy.
He sent this article. Guys, have you ever heard of the Brazilian art of drinking a beer in the ass?
A butt chug?
No. Is it Brazilian? I've heard of butt chugging.
It's Cerveja na Bundinha, which translates to in the ass. It's not butt chugging. It's not putting a beer in your ass, but it's drinking a beer upside down. Here, I'm gonna text you this link so you can get a visual for it. Texted. Basically, just to be funny, this is kind of like a family like gathering thing to do in Brazil where you drink a beer, like a can of beer, instead of popping the top. You turn it upside down and puncture a hole in it with a knife or a screwdriver, almost like the way you would pop a hole in a
like shotgunning a beer. Yeah.
And it was just
I thought the drinker goes upside down. I see what's going on here.
That's how I tend to drink my Calbee cordials. But this is you put a couple of holes in the bottom of the can, and then you put a hole to drink out of in the bottom, like rim off to the side. And people were just doing this just to be funny, but then to make it into a thing, they started putting some coarse salt on top of the can there. This is an article in The Takeout, The Brazilian Art of Drinking a Beer in the Ass. And you put a bunch of coarse salt on top of the can, and then you squeeze lime. So it's almost like you made a chelada with salt and lime, but it's kind of just sitting on top, and it's mixing as you're drinking.
Yeah.
What, how?
Because
that's so weird.
It is kind of weird.
Put your whole mouth on the
How do you not dump it all on your nose and in your mouth?
I feel like you probably do, because this is this caught on as a TikTok trend and a YouTube trend, but I think it's kind of jokey. And it's sort of just you're doing it for the thrill of having people see you that your can is upside down, and they say, your can's upside down, and you say,
I'm thrilled. I know,
I'm kind of a funny guy, actually. And I'm a little bit of a nasty boy.
Is it meant to be chugged? Is it?
No. Because
then it doesn't matter. You can make a mess. You just do it in one.
You're just sipping. It's just a slow sipper. But then as you're making room in the can, the lime and salt is dripping down into the can more.
All right.
Wild stuff out of Brazil.
It's coming out of Brazil.
And we also saw across South America, they still have that trend going with the Moe's Taverns, Taverna de Moe.
Oh, yeah.
Going on down there. A lot of interesting ideas going on with our neighbors to the south.
More popular, the drinking upside down or the Brazilian butt lift?
Oh, it's got to be the BBL.
BBL. Speaking of puncturing holes into cans, have you guys, were you ever big shotgunners?
I don't think I've ever shotgunned a beer.
I feel like Mitch used to do it a lot, right? Like
Mitch
just
used
him.
To do it a lot,
at the end
of
the night, it would just be him shotgunning one.
I was an experienced funneler. I've maybe only shotgun once.
A funnel? I don't think I've done a funnel either. I did a keg stand.
I like the funnel when you do it right, when it really launches into you. I think just chugging out, like when Will Ferrell does a funnel and it touches his lips in Old School, he's not really doing it right.
Yeah.
He does a bunch of gulps. You're supposed to just kind of relax your throat and let the gravity launch.
Ugh.
Well, that's tough because the character of Frank, before he was Frank the Tank there, he couldn't relax. He was stressed about even being at the party, so it was tough.
When you say the party, you mean Mitchapalooza, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Releasing Mitch back out into the wild.
Sponsored by Speaker City.
Bring your little green hat.
Snoopaloo.
We're going streaking through the quad.
Well, is that it for Booze News?
Wrap it up. Now, you guys were talking about how this episode was Halloween stylings, I guess you said?
I wasn't.
A little, well, we agreed with you when you said
I agree with you.
Well, would it shock your hair white if you found out that the drink of the day had a scary name?
Yes.
Blood and sand, you've had?
No, not heard nor had.
I've heard, never had.
I would say one of those words is...
Yeah, I'm fine with sand.
Halloween scary thing. Yeah, one of those words is scary.
Mike, you fine with sand?
Sand, I'm good with sand.
With the sand man.
You know who hates sand? Anakin Skywalker.
He does.
But he lives in Tatooine.
You know who's got to be careful around sand? Is Paul Atreides from Arrakis.
Yes, yes, he does have
and
to
and all his friends on the planet of Dune.
Tim, oh, God. Sorry, you wanted to talk more about the blood, I am sure of
That's geek shit.
No.
It's
sci-fi, baby.
Well, wait, Jeff, you've heard, and have you heard of someplace specifically the blood and sand?
Yes, Dresden has a blood and sand on the menu right now, and I've heard it's weird.
This is exactly what I've heard. I originally knew it from seeing it on the menu at the Dresden. It's always been on the menu. And then it's actually on the menu at Tiki Tea. It's not really a tiki drink, but they have one there. Right.
Go ahead.
I was going to say the only thing that I knew about this drink is that it's bartenders don't like it and dissuade you from it.
Ooh.
Because it's hard for them to make, you think?
No, I think just bartenders know booze and this is a bad drink. But Well, I heard our friend celebrity bartender Jack Schramm. I had a memory of him saying that he didn't like it or just that it sucked. So this week I texted him and was like, "You're kind of a hater of the blood and sand, right?" And he's like, "Yeah, it sucks." And I was like, "What is it? Just too juicy?" And he's like, "It's juicy, but he said it's like it's unbalanced, and that the orange juice makes it flabby." This is a word he uses a lot for
flabby.
OJ, flabby, because.
He probably means pulpy.
He better not talk about his favorite pod host like that.
He wouldn't dare. So in my research this week, I found many people that agree with him. This is a cocktail invented for a movie. There was this Rudy Valentino, great screen actor. In 1922, he came out with a bullfighter movie called Blood and Sand. And then soon after, we all know the Savoy cocktail book from the Savoy Hotel in London. And we all say it with me, the guy who put together the book.
Harry Craddock.
Harry Craddock, not to be confused with Harry of Harry's New York Bar in Paris. But Harry Craddock's famous book, the Savoy cocktail book, has this recipe, the blood and sand. And it's around that time. So we don't know whether it was like invented for the premiere or just a fan of that movie named the drink after it. But
do you think like a cocktail, what would be the equivalent of a podcast back then? Like a newspaper? You think one of the writers of the podcast, the cocktail newspaper, was on his way to see the movie and he said, "I'm going to invent a drink." And then the blood and sand was already invented. Not unlike you when you tried to make the Calpe cordial and you saw that the Batman movie had already invented the same drink.
Yeah, I bet that they swung by MacGuffin's bar at the Americana Mall and saw, blood and sand already exists. The Batman. That's the origin of the drink. And then once it's in the Savoy cocktail book, that's like what solidifies it. So it just exists. But I don't really think of this as a drink that a lot of people love. It's just canonized because it's in a popular book.
I saw one place attributed it to Tiki T, but that's not right because Tiki T was after the Savoy Cocktail Book. But it must have been a mainstay at the Tiki T.
Well, what's possible is the Tiki T guy, Bowen, his dad, Ray, was a bar back at the original Don the Beachcomber. So maybe it was at Don Beach or something like that.
Hmm.
Anyway, I found a lot. I like to go on YouTube and watch like 10 different cocktail tutorials, watch like influencer bartenders, and pretty much all of them were like, I don't really like this drink. yeah. To the point, one guy even used the word flabby.
Really? Jesus, yeah. What does this mean?
Well, here's...
like,
Jeff, you and I recently were out. Shram was in LA, and he made us some drinks at Thunderbolt.
Yes.
And he made this one tropical drink that had OJ in it, but it was acid adjusted orange juice.
Right.
It's where you put a little citric acid into orange juice and it makes it so that it's as strong as like lime juice or lemon juice.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Citrus and adjusted.
It's great. And I think that's flabbiness refers to like OJ.
Water weight.
It's just like OJ is delicious, but it's waterier than lime juice and lemon juice.
Yeah.
So if you don't do this acid adjusted thing, you just have a dull, flabby.
I can
fuck.
See that.
You
I
know
can
what?
See that.
And like the recipe today calls for, I'm not, I want to get ahead of ourselves, but it calls for fresh squeezed orange juice. And yeah. I bet you that is better than I even got good, like Simply Orange, but you know, right out of the plant is right out of the fruit is probably the way to go for the most acid.
I did that. I bought myself a couple of nice big navel oranges that I'm going to squeeze. But here's my theory. This drink, I'm going to get into the recipe right now, which we're doing the Harry Craddock Savoy one. It's equal parts. Yeah. And I think that's the problem is when you see equal parts, we love it. It's easy to remember. You say, hey, equal parts. But
easy on the
for
bean.
That simplicity. It's easy. It's easy on the old noodle. But what it's the problem is, to keep it simple, you're compromising. You probably could have done a slightly better measurement and nailed it, but instead you kept it. Really, I think of the Negroni as the only cocktail where it's like, holy shit, that's equal parts and it's perfect, and you don't need to fuck with it. Some people do. Mm-hmm. But I'm guessing that like just by keeping this equal parts, that's what made it sort of a diluted, bland.
But Tim, it makes for a good segment three, doesn't it?
Oh, everyone, you mean when Final Thoughts comes out?
When the Tweak of the Week comes in.
Oh, twists and turns.
Speaking of Tweak of the Week, one YouTube influencer guy I watched made it with acid-adjusted orange juice.
That's the move.
And then he sipped it and was like, still not great.
But where does the common man buy citric acid?
It's just around. Look around, you'll find it. Couch cushions, where...
Have we gone into what's in this drink yet?
No, here we go. According to Harry Craddock, you're going to want to use...
Mike, keeping us on task. Tim, take it away.
I know. I honestly didn't remember.
This is not on the IBA list, but it's a very, very, very common... It's kind of strange. It's just probably because it's bad. It's not on the IBA list. But it's on all the other standard places. I got this from liquor.com, but it's the Savoy Craddock recipe. 3/4 ounce of scotch.
Ooh.
So that's odd how this is grouped with tiki drinks a lot, but it's a scotch.
Now you want like an extra peaty scotch here?
Michael, no. Michael. It says right here, choose one that isn't too peated. You don't want to oversmoke this drink. 3/4 ounce sweet vermouth. Y'all have that?
Mm-hmm.
I got red and Wally Pratt.
I have Carpano Antiqua. I have a brand I love, but it's old.
That's the kind you like. Yeah, I want to try that sometime.
I got Dolin.
Yeah, okay, that's a good brand.
Dolin.
Dolinio.
3/4 ounce of cherry hearing liqueur.
Got it, Michael.
Have not got it, but I have solved my little no maraschino cherry problem.
Yes.
I got maraschino cherry, so I'm going to use that syrup.
That's going to work. I have a big bottle of hearing left over from when we did the Singapore Sling.
Remember? Yeah.
It just said cherry liqueur, and we called Jack, and he was like, use the cherry hearing. It's just this, it's a cherry liqueur that's dark. It tastes like Luxardo cherry syrup, juice, kind of
syrup.
So yeah. If you don't have cherry hearing, I would drip some from your jar, or get a grenadine that's like one of the darker purple fancy grenadines and use that.
From the jar.
Now that's the blood for this. Now where's the sand?
3/4 ounce orange juice, freshly squeezed.
Ah, yes.
That's the sand.
That's the sand.
Well, it's orange.
Okay, here's the steps. Add the scotch, sweet vermouth, cherry liqueur, and orange juice into a shaker with ice and shake until well chilled. Strain into a chilled coupe or cocktail glass. I lost my coupe glasses. Garnish with an orange peel.
Tim, I have one of your coupe glasses. It's here. It's safe.
There we go.
Coop-a-loop.
Great.
Bring your green hat. Coop-a-loop.
Well, what do you say we get on out of here? Make up this round of equal parts.
Fine, good.
And then discuss our feelings.
Let's try it. Let's sip it. Then we'll discuss.
Yes.
Sip it. Don't skip it.
Folks, we'll be right back after these messages.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you got to get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something and you go, I just got to tell someone this. I just got to fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell a therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest, have a great time.
Blood and sands in hands.
What do we think?
It looks like shit.
Yeah, mine doesn't look like the picture looks good. Mine got kind of really weirdly red.
Mine's very brown red.
Yeah, Jeff, yours looks like when Austin Powers accidentally drinks the shit.
Ooh.
Nice.
Is that a nice mental image for you, Jeff?
I sort of ran out of the good scotch. I use like, I don't know, I forget what it's called. But so I had to kind of do a little smokier, like they say not to do.
Yeah, I think mine's a little
out.
Too peaty. Yeah.
Oh, it's too peated.
Too peated.
Well, it's sort of a split base where that in that regard.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we?
Sips?
Yeah, this does not smell good.
Holy Jesus Christ. I wondered how such disparate tastes would combine. Not well, turns out.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Not great.
I mean, this could very well be because my expectations were so low because everyone says it's terrible. But I do like cherry hearing, and that's the main taste that's coming through. But
yeah,
I also, there's something nice in mine. Not to say it's a good drink, but the fresh squeezed OJ is nice.
Yeah.
And I gave it such a shake that I have that kind of Japanese, you know, a lot of ice on top. So having some orange foam, I don't think I like, you know, the cocktail itself isn't anything to write home about, but crunchy orange ice on top is sort of fun. We could use that in something.
I think scotch is such a tough.
Scotch. I love scotch.
Yeah. It's such a tough one. It's such a tough.
Dominates.
Like orange juice and scotch is just, it's like, I don't like that idea. You know what I mean? That's not a good idea to me.
How about this? Listen to this.
Yes.
You know what brand of scotch I used?
What? Dewar's.
Dewar's. And who orders Dewar's?
Dewar's and soda.
John Favreau in Swingers. Where do they go in Swingers? Yes. The Dresden, where the this Dresden. Is on the menu. And furthermore, who acts in Old School, the film we earlier referenced, but
Vince Vaughn. Wow.
Wow.
Actor in Swingers. This is getting creepy, and I think it's because Mercury is in retrograde.
Yes, these are meaningful.
What a wide breadth of cinema things we know.
Yeah.
Oof.
Speaking of wide breadth of cinema, if this is named for Blood and Sand, the 1922 Rudy Valentino film, are there any silent films that you have watched
that I love?
That you have watched and enjoyed, other than when you're trying to be, when you're in film school and you're a pretentious little prick.
No,
are there any
you know
silent
what?
Films you have enjoyed?
I tried watching a, like years ago, tried watching a Charlie Chaplino. And
oh my God,
I was
he is
like,
my Lord and Savior.
I appreciate it, but I was just like, oh, I just can't do this. It's by yourself. Like watching a silent movie alone is like, whew.
Yeah. I watched Metropolis. The
oh,
one that,
I love that movie.
it was pretty good. It's a little bit archetypal. Like you can sort of.
Did you make it through the whole thing in one sitting?
Yeah. Well, I watched the Giorgio Moroder one with like a bunch of like pop
cheating
people. That's not cheating. That's good. It's good.
I hired a pianist, an upright pianist, to play sit in my house and play the
an
music.
An upright pianist.
Yeah.
What's the Salvador Dali movie that's referenced in the Pixies song Debaser? Un Chien Andalou.
Yeah.
Slicing up eyeballs. We watched that in film school, and I remember thinking, I actually really enjoy this. Yes, my education is quite refined.
Now, I will say this. The reason I brought up that I was watching it by myself was this. You ever watch a Marx Brothers movie at home?
Yeah.
It's like, it's funny, and you're kind of like, oh yeah, this is pretty good. I get the appeal here. But it's tough to watch a whole thing. Because it's so old, and it's like, you know, the cutting is slow, the scenes are long. But I've probably talked about this on the podcast. I went to the Egyptian before I moved to New York and saw two Marx Brothers movies. It was
Duck Soup,
Day at the Races and A Night at the Opera. And they were so funny, and it was so fun to like watch it with a group because everyone
that
was
sounds
happy.
Fun watching it with a big group. I've seen like Horse Feathers and Duck Soup and some of the but well, I'll tell you this, I like them. They're like 65 minutes long. That's nice. But I feel like I would enjoy it more with a crowd laughing it all up.
Yeah, I think so many movies, especially comedies, I watch at home because they're not in theaters anymore. But man, imagine watching when Barb and Star. I love that movie. When Barb and Star came out, imagine watching that in a theater.
Yeah,
I rented Barb and Star on Amazon the weekend it came out. You know, it was like COVID time.
Hulu for me.
Not the before times. But me and Jessica were at an Airbnb in Palm Springs, and we rented it on Friday, and it was like a 48-hour rental. We watched it 3 times.
Oh, yeah. I watched it like twice in a row.
Just have it on. You paid for it.
We sat down and watched it 3 times, once per night on a 3-day weekend. It was amazing.
Great.
Very funny. Very funny.
Mike, when we saw Big Trouble in Little China.
In the theater.
It all together. I think that was really helpful because that's not a movie where the laughs are like super obvious throughout, but at the same time, it wasn't full on like when you watch like a Wes Anderson movie and people are annoyingly laughing too hard.
Right.
At little things. Like, it was just fun to get little chuckles because Kurt Russell is being like weird and making weird, funny choices
it's
the whole
campy.
Movie.
It's not like...
Yeah. But they're not like banging you over the head with like little wry twee jokes.
Well, me and Hanford saw... Kill Bill at the old double feature theater on Hollywood and Vine. Mm-hmm. And there was like a douchey guy there by himself, like laughing to prove that he got that it was like pastiche. He was like, no.
And it was just like me and Tim and this guy. Like, there wasn't a lot of people in the theater.
And I went over him. I was like, dude, I love you and I respect the hell out of you now.
But you gotta shut up.
Wait, who was it? Was I there? I don't remember. This is just a story I remember where. We went to, or you went to,
or someone else's.
It's oft repeated. Went to Darjeeling Limited.
Yeah.
And then somebody had brought their laptop and was watching. What is it? Hotel Chevalier. Whatever.
Yeah. The little short. Yeah. That was supposed
the Natalie
to
Portman
the...
short.
Yeah. It's just like as people were sitting down.
He watched it and like closed it. He's like,
okay, great.
You have to watch it immediately before the film to understand. God, and he was sitting in the front row, so like 500 people behind him were like, oh, cool, dude.
I guess it is cool.
I'll sometimes at a movie, I'll fully just barely look at the screen and just look at the audience. When they laugh, I go,
Whoa. As I'm drinking this, here's a problem that I'm having. I've got a bit of a reputation of just being a softball. Tim likes all the drinks.
Oh,
he never says he doesn't like a drink.
Well, he says I love all God's foods.
He says he loves all God's foods. He's a pushover. It's not a great reputation. I want to be. I'm trying to expand my horizons and be knowledgeable, but I don't want to say I like everything. That doesn't make you sound smart.
Tim, I still think of you as a discerning man.
Oh, thank you. Well, here's the problem.
You've said exactly that, though, before, that you love everything.
I do love everything.
Except rotten food.
Well, maybe this is cool. Maybe I'm... Well, with a drink like this that everybody hates, then it's also kind of a pretentious move to be like, I actually like it. You know, nobody likes it, but I like... But my problem is, as I'm drinking this, I'm like, I'm not a huge Manhattan guy, and I've had some good Manhattans, but this has Scotch whiskey, and this has sweet red vermouth. With my fresh squeezed orange juice and the good brand of sweet red vermouth that I do use for Manhattans, and the crunchy ice in it, I am liking this more than Manhattans.
Mm. You know what? If you had a Manhattan and just put a dash of the cherry hearing in it, that would be great.
Yeah,
this is a waste of cherry hearing in my book.
I'm hearing cherry. Kidding. I do like a big fat Luxardo cherry in my Manhattans, and sometimes that juice kind of emanates and gives it this
give
flavor.
It a little, you know, give it a little, as you push it out of the jar, scoop some of that juice.
Now,
this is a drink I'm not hating, but it's kind of just a lot of weird flavors.
What did you, Jeff? You said you used Simply Orange, Mike. What was your OJ?
My OJ was I kind of biffed it a little bit. I squeezed Mandarin.
That's good.
I squeezed mandarin. I didn't have orange
that's
juice.
That's great.
I forgot to get orange juice, and I don't have oranges on in the house.
You but a mandarin's an orange.
Yeah. A mandarin is so that's an great. Orange.
And it's good. Fresh. That's amazing. You did a good thing.
So what if it's not a navel?
Thank you.
A navel. Well, let me say this. I think the Manhattan deserves a retrial.
Ooh, could be. Could
Manhattan
be
revisited.
Manhattan 2, Redux.
How about this? You two come out to Manhattan. We go to a bar and get Manhattans.
Let's go to Bemelman's.
Nice. Yeah.
Ooh.
Bemel boys.
I feel like we learned that the Manhattan was invented at a social club in Midtown that is no longer there. But we should do that. That's fun. Plus, Jeff, we're going to see Fish New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you'll be in town.
That'll be convenient. No, I'm not going. I'm sorry. I'm not going.
No.
No. No fun shall be had.
Not even for a joke.
Not one groove, not one jam.
You guys can go be crunchy.
Yeah, but I want to put it on the Sloppy Boys LLC card.
But that's not what we want. That's not what we want to do. We want you to be there. It's no fun if it's just me and Tim. We hate it. We hate it when you're not there.
I'm sort of the lube.
You know what's funny, Jeff? You know the you've gone on record in the Blowout saying you do not like the violent femmes.
Yeah, correct. Right.
When that song Blister in the Sun comes on these days, a song it's overplayed for me, but a song I generally like, it'll come on and I'll be like, Jeff doesn't like this. And it makes it not fun for me.
I yucked your yum?
You yucked my yum, and that's okay, no. But because I was already probably on the way out with that song anyway, but it is like, Jeff doesn't like this, I'll skip this.
It's bad, folks. It's coy and whiny.
Ooh.
Well, I want to do a second round, but I don't want to drink any more of this.
I think you should do second round. You go a little extra with the cherry.
Yeah.
And maybe the orange juice, but I'm not going to do another round just because it's, I get it.
Tim, another round for you?
I'm going to do another round. I'm going to do it on the rocks, which I think could be fun. And I love the Violent Femmes, and I think that Blister in the Sun is a fantastic song and unique.
New York.
You heard it here first, folks. All right. We will see you after this next round of fresh ads.
French ads.
Peace.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Are you ready for truly hydrated skin? Meet Hyaluronic Body Serum, a breakthrough in body care from Osea. It's clinically proven to instantly increase hydration by 161%. Their lightweight, fast-absorbing serum delivers 24 hours of nonstop hydration for silky, smooth skin without the sticky afterfeel. Osea's latest innovation combines the magic of their best-selling Hyaluronic C Serum with a new formula that's good for the whole body and 5 types of hyaluronic acid to target every layer of the skin. Osea is a woman-founded, women-led brand that's been crafting seaweed-powered products for nearly 30 years. The best part? Everything Osea makes is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Treat your skin to clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code SUMMER at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code SUMMER.
We'll be right back.
we're back with tweaks on the Blood and Sand. I just added more cherry hearing and put it on the rocks. And it's a little better, but I don't care about this drink.
Jefferson!
How about you?
What about Rudy Valentino's silent film?
You know what? Fuck Rudy Valentino.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh.
Oh. You know, you say you like movies, but you don't like Rudy Valentino.
What'd you do, Timmy? You liking it?
I put it on the rocks. Yeah, I like it. My fuck, I like it. Fuck. Fuck my life.
It.
I like it.
Mike?
Mike,
do you like?
I like, I made no change, but I'll do my final thoughts here. This is a very apprehensive order again.
Ooh.
Very apprehensive. Hmm. I'm curious.
So okay. You'll order it again, but your hands will be shaking as you tell the bartender to make you one.
I'll order it again. I might not drink it.
You order it again, then you pull the fire alarm and then run out.
I sort of already said what I feel like about it, but I'm just going to say officially this is a skip.
Okay, skip it's a skip, it. But is it a stone cold classic?
A stone cold skipper.
This is, for me, pains me to say, order again, I love it.
And do you love it?
I love it, and I'm not, nor, I don't want to be a pushover, and I, nor do I, am I trying to be a contrarian. I unfortunately just love it.
You're just being an edgelord, Tim.
Yeah. Okay. I'm a shock jock. Did you hear that guy? He likes the Blood and Sand, even though a lot of people think it's flabby.
What guy? Oh, shut up.
I think it's better than a Manhattan. Fresh squeezed orange juice inside of a Manhattan. This is great.
Well, I guess that's it for the Blood and Sand, one of the most divisive drinks on the entire pod.
Yes, yes. That was the Blood and Sand drink. Now, are you two ready for the Blood or Sand quiz?
Yes.
Okay. This is the Blood and Sand quiz. That's all this is. Ooh, I'm going to write down your scores here.
The Blood and Sand quiz. That's all that this is.
The Blood and Sand quiz. Now, I don't know if you've heard of this before. I think it's getting very popular. It's like one of those trendy games people are playing at home.
Yeah.
This is one of those games where the answers to the questions have the word blood or sand in it. You see?
There will be blood.
Cool.
Okay. Here we go.
Do any of my... Quick question before we start.
Yeah.
Last week, I came really close to winning that Oscar gold.
Yeah.
I had a lot of points.
It was a slow quiz.
Now, do any of my points from the slow quiz come into play on Blood and Blood or Sand quiz?
No, this is, I assume you're asking this question for the listener, because we did discuss this last time. You will get those points again when we do another slow quiz.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But this is now the Blood or Sand quiz, you see. Mm-hmm. Yes, of course. Question one. This was the first Coen Brothers movie.
Blood Simple.
That is a Tim point.
Fuck.
Miller's Crossing.
No, you got it all right with Blood Simple.
Hudsucker Proxy.
Now, Bloodsucker Proxy Martin would be some... I would accept Bloodsucker Proxy, but he already came in with
you
Blood
would?
Simple.
How about
I
this?
Would.
Fart and Stink instead of Bart and Fink.
Hmm.
Okay. What about instead of Fargo? Well, that wouldn't work because it doesn't have blood or sand. Fargo could be Sando.
So. Ooh, I wouldn't mind eating a chicken Sando.
Okay, next question.
Here we go. Exit light, enter night. Take my hand, we're off.
Sandman. Never...
Bloodman.
Enter Sandman.
There it is,
fuck.
Timmy boy. The song is from the band Metallica. They made that song. Okay. In this movie, Leo DiCaprio employs a shoddy South African accent.
Blood Diamond.
Damn, I knew it. I knew it as well. Do I get a side point for knowing it?
No,
ooh,
no, he doesn't.
That's interesting.
Mike, no.
He does not. You can't just give away, you know, side points like that this early in the game.
Right.
Side points come sort of come around when it's like, oh, what's going to happen next? Okay.
Yeah, that's...
Here we go. How long must we sing this song? How long?
Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Sunday Bloody Sunday. Jefferson. That was a little, I screwed up a little bit, but.
Can I tell you, the reason I didn't get it was because Mike screwed it up.
Screw up.
Yeah,
that's okay. You can expect a few screw ups in the blood or sand quiz.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that about the blood or sand quiz.
Yeah, you can expect that. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Give him two lips and roses and clover.
Mr. Sandman.
Then tell him his love's a night's over. That's right, Mr. Sandman. See, again, another screw up. I messed up the lyric.
Well, that'll happen on the blood or sand quiz.
There's yeah, there's a little, yeah. Some screw ups. Some screw ups can happen. The eighth track on this album is called The Same Boy You Always Know. New.
The eighth track on this album.
The Same Boy You've Always Known is the name of the song.
Another one of these little screw ups. Same Boy.
Quicksand. Okay, so-
Now, I don't know the album Quicksand.
Blood on the Tracks.
Fuck.
The eighth track on this album is called The Same Boy You've Always Known.
Is it Blood on the Tracks by Bob Dylan?
No. If you get, with the blood or sand, if you get the answer correct, I go, yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Or I'll say, Tim got it, or Jeff got it, you know, something like that.
Blood on the Dance Floor.
Nope.
Blood on the Leaves.
Sand on the Dance Floor. Sand on the Track.
This band would wear red outfits at times.
Devo.
No.
Bloodsport.
Bloodhound Gang.
No, the album. Humpty. Eighth track in this album.
You and Me, Baby, Ain't Nothing But Mammals.
Well, I picked a probably too hard of a song. I'm just gonna go. You're gonna get it immediately. The first song on this album is called Dead Leaves on the Dirty Ground.
White Blood Cells.
There it
Fuck.
Is.
Yeah.
Same White boy you've cells. Always known. Same boy you've always known.
Same boy you've... Oh, you've known. All right. Meg, you take it from here. Wink, dink, dink. Here we go. What are you looking so miserable about? There's a whole ocean of oil under our feet.
There will be blood.
There it is. Tim damn. Said it at the top of the damn thing.
But then he came around and got it again.
He came around and got it again. Now, this is tough. Jeff, you have two. Tim, you have five.
Yeah.
And there's only one question left.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Is it a zero-point question?
If you really get this one, Jeff, you might be able to knock yourself into the lead, but you really got to get
it. If you really
what? If I really
not
get it?
Not just get it, but really get it. If you really knock it out of the park.
Sometimes, like if it was...
This is the final question.
This is the final one. So you got Blood Diamond, Jeff, and you really got those points because you said Blood Diamond.
Mm-hmm.
But you would... I mean, you got the points because you said Blood Diamond. If you really said it... You said okay. Blood Diamond immediately. You knew sure. It immediately.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like, Blood Diamond. You know what I mean? Like that's
right.
That's you just get the one point. But you could win.
Like I understand perfectly.
You could win the game if you get this one. Really get it. And Tim, all you need to do is just kind of get it.
I just got to be me.
You don't even. Yeah. Now it's up to you. We can make a secret rendezvous. Just me and you. I'll show you loving like you never knew.
Is this a song?
It's lyrical, indeed.
Yeah, part of what I don't like about this quiz is the lack of context. Either this launches into a quote or a song.
No, it's one of those quizzes where you have to get the rules as you go.
Got it. Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. And there's screw ups along the way.
You know the game. there have been screw ups along the way. This one was read actually, surprisingly, pretty perfectly.
It was fairly lucid.
And what is it?
Reading.
Can we do? Can we?
Jeff,
say it
you know
again?
That game? You know that game we've played at your house. I always forget the name of it, but it's a side scroller, and you kind of like have to learn the game as it goes.
Limbo inside.
Yeah. You just kind of do it, and you learn.
Great. Can we get that question again?
Now it's up to you. We can make a secret rendezvous. Down, just me and you. I'll show you loving like you never knew.
Sands of Time.
The band is Foreigner.
Blood.
Foreigner. Sandstorm.
Here's a hint.
Quicksand.
Here's a hint. Hot.
Hot blooded.
There it is.
Fuck, fuck. God damn it. I don't like this quiz, Mike.
Well, that's okay because it is over. It is over.
Just in the nick of time, it is over.
Yeah. Before we had a full-on mutiny here, it's over. It's gone.
I'm grateful it's over. Good
thing
riddance.
About the blood or sand quiz, it ends just in time before we
just like the Sahara sands of the wind, it's gone.
The Sahara sands of the wind. Wow.
It's gone.
This blood and zinc cocktail is so good. Best drink we've ever had on the pod.
There you go,
Tam. You're being a contrarian. You're using.
No, I told you I'm neither a pushover nor a contrarian. I'm just right. A little gold. Yeah,
Tim, you're being a real cunt. Trarian podcaster. Oh,
because for a second there,
woo, saved my little ass right at the last minute.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these disgusting recipes ahead of time. Or check us out on Patreon if you want to unlock The Sloppy Boys Blowout. That's our weekly bonus episode where you can listen to us talk about Nightmare on Elm Street for once.
Mm-hmm.
That's patreon.com/thesloppyboys. Hey, good episode, guys. A nice spooky one.
I'm going to end you, speaking of spooky, I'm going to end you with this. I saved myself at the last moment. Another thing, you could also say, saved at the nick of time. Saved by the bell. We've heard that before.
Right.
I was on a haunted tour recently. Very fun. You take this van all around Brooklyn. It stops at different places and tells you about spooky things. Well, it was talking about, the guide was talking about, in the old days, they used to bury people alive because they didn't know they were dead. they didn't have the...
Oh, yeah.
Medical reasons.
Talking about the bell?
The bell. And what they would do, they'd bury people with a string on their finger, going all the way up a tube to a bell, like up on top of the earth. So if you woke up in your casket, you'd ring the bell and they'd get you out. So that's where Saved by the Bell comes from.
Interesting.
And Dead Ringer also comes from that.
Oh.
And the graveyard.
I thought Saved by the Bell came from boxing, when there was a 10 count, but the bell...
You'll have to talk to our tour guide. I'll find his name and I can. I Venmo'd him so for a tip. So you can
Venmo you Venmo me now and then I'll work from there.
Yeah, but also the term the graveyard shift, because somebody would be employed to like sit around and listen for the bells.
Oof.
And you can imagine on some of those windy autumn nights, yes, it wreaked havoc with the bells, and yes, there was a lot of digging up of corpses.
Oh, that's funny. You know, sometimes if I was one of them, and I didn't want to really do my job, I had, you know, I was trying to, like, get a little shut-eye.
Yeah.
If I hear a noisy-ass bell, I'll go over there and just clamp it with my hand. I didn't hear nothing.
Yeah, you'd be sitting in your graveyard shift chair, headphones on, hot-blooded, check it and see.
Hot-blooded.
Well, great episode, guys. What do you say we all meet back here, same time next week?
Yeah, yes. I think that rocks. We should have a steady drumbeat of putting the episodes out every week so that listeners can follow along.
Yes.
Yes.
It's helpful. Okay. It's helpful to be consistent.
Mm-hmm. So, listeners, you come back too.
Al Borland, check it and see.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Peace.